Located in Hamilton, the Missouri Star Quilt Company has created a 12-store mini-universe known as Quilt Town. The pandemic has made Quilt Town a ghost town, as the company has decided to leave its doors closed until spring 2021. Marketing Director Jerry Vyer explains.
We started talking with local officials, state officials, obviously watching what the CDC was putting out. And we made the decision kind of mid-March that we were going to close our shops, our retreat center, and our education center temporarily, just to see what was going to become of all this.
While Missouri Star Quilt was handling business, the Caldwell County Health Department reported its first case of COVID-19 on March 31st. The first death was reported on July 10th. Currently, the county has seen a total of 125 positive cases with two deaths. As cases were monitored and knowing the core audience is mostly people who are older and at risk for contracting the virus, the executive decision was made in mid-June to extend the shop's closure.
It wasn't a decision we took lightly. We're a destination in the quilting industry, and it's not just those from Kansas City or St. Louis or surrounding Hamilton. We bring in quilters from all over the country and sometimes all over the world. For the safety of our community, our employees, and our customers, we just felt it was the right thing to do to close down until spring of 2021.
Through various departments and the warehouse and stores, the company employs around 400 people. While the stores are closed, Vyer says no employees have had to be furloughed, and all of the in-store employees are working other jobs within the company.
Those folks that have worked in our shops, we found positions for them in our warehouse. We know we're fortunate. We know a lot of big companies around the country haven't been, so it's something we're really proud of that we haven't had to obviously get to that level of extreme.
How Missouri Star Quilt Company managed to function during the pandemic is an interesting case compared to other businesses. While some businesses began to struggle or even close due to shutdowns and restrictions, Missouri Star Quilt has only been on the uptick. Vyer says that as a quilting company, the quarantine has helped draw in more business from existing customers and attract new ones.
We were pretty uniquely and fortunately positioned as a company that for something like this, you know, everybody stayed in, at least our core customers stayed in. And they needed things to do. They weren't going out. A lot of that discretionary income that they would spend elsewhere, they wanted to buy more quilting supplies.
According to Vyer, the company's online business accounts for the vast majority of sales. This isn't surprising, as the company has always had a strong online presence, as it was built from founder Jenny Doan's quilting tutorials on YouTube. The channel is still very much active, with almost 700,000 subscribers. Vyer says that although Doan would usually be traveling doing quilting events, she has utilized her time at home to make more online content.
Jenny's been more in Hamilton since COVID started, and she's been producing more content, and we've been producing more content as a company. When the need for face masks came up, we did a face mask tutorial. We actually did two of them. I think we probably had over 1.5 million hit on the first face mask videos, and it was simply like a tutorial on how to make a face mask. We've just been trying to make our online experience the best that it can.
In the meantime, the shop isn't going to stay completely dormant while it's closed. Vyer says that since the company grew so rapidly, there hasn't been much downtime for some separate projects. Vyer says there are plans to enhance not only the stores, but the customer experience.
We're looking at all the stores to remodel in some shape or form. We are going to be adding one new store. And then we're looking at kind of the overall customer experience. It's going to be a different kind of an experience and a different type of an event when they come back, because we are reopening a place that, you know, we have a lot of customers come to. It's going to be a really cool celebration when we do open back up.
For KMZU, I'm Taya White.